I can remember when I was little, the elephant that was out there that they had. And we would go down there once or twice a year. It would always be on a free day. And we'd walk from our house, which was about 3-4 miles. And sometimes if we were lucky, after walking through the zoo all day, we'd take a lunch and everything, and we might get to take the bus back home. But that was always a highlight of our summer, as feeding the elephants peanuts. And they would reach over, they would get really close, and you could almost drop it into their hand, not their hands, but into their trunk, which they used as a hand. The peacocks, the noise of the peacocks, when they would yell, it was a big squawk. Beautiful displays of their tails when the males would show their feathers. But it was always a tradition. We had to walk around the lake and look at all the different birds that were on the water or around that area. A lot of changes over the years. I remember the swimming pool that was there outside where the amphitheater is now. And always on a really hot day, we'd be walking past that and going, oh, I wish we could go in, but we don't have our bathing suits. getting cotton candy there. At that time, they did have some of that. Riding the train. Captain Penny was there one day, and we got to ride the train when Captain Penny was running it. Ron Penn found he was a children's personality, back when we were little in the 50s and 60s. So that was fun because Captain Penny was there.